The Ice Hawks won their fifth in a row on Tuesday night, taking down the Langley Trappers 6-1 in the first meeting between the two teams this season. Remy Quintoro held the Trappers off the scoresheet for most of the game, with just one goal getting by him with less than 8 minutes left in the game, and he kept the Hawks in it early when they had trouble clearing the zone. After a slow start to the first, the Hawks went off for three goals after the halfway mark of the period. It all started with a blocked shot that went right to Connor Merriman, who somehow had the foresight to one-time a slap pass to Matteo Schuberg on the far side of the net for a tap-in. The Ice Hawks went on the penalty kill shortly after that, but that didn't hold back the offense. Merriman and Colin Jang stormed the Langley zone, with Merriman taking the puck in down the right side and passing out front for Jang for a shorthanded goal past Maddox Osaka for a 2-0 Delta lead. Carson Merriman continued his scoring ways with his team leading 15th goal and led leaguing 31st point to make it 3-0. Danny Barisa bodied his defender for puck possession down low in the Trappers' end, taking it around the net, then sliding it backward for Peyton Hu sent a quick pass out front for an all-alone Merriman and he one-timed it home, ending Osaka's night in net. Just 49 seconds into the second period, the Hawks added to their lead. Jaron Ashby took a shot from the point that Peyton Hu sneakily tipped out front for his fourth of the season to make it 4-0 Delta. Delta's defense was also contributing to the offense, as Ryan Ball put up his third of the year on the board, taking an attempted clear from the Trappers and backhanding a shot through traffic past Adel Ogini to add to the lead. Jordan Kerbison got the Trappers on the board later on in the third period. The Ice Hawks hit the road as they begin a home-and-home series with the North Van Wolfpack Saturday night with the return contest Tuesday night, November 7 at the Ladner Leisure Center.